Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God.
Based right here in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as we affectionately on the sanctified corner of 21st and Hampton, where my brother, Superintendent Lincoln E. Russell Sr., is pastor under Bishop Sedgwick Daniels. He is my jurisdictional bishop. I love God. The Lord saved me when I was in high school, when I was in junior high, and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost on April 23rd, 1984, at 4:20 in the afternoon at Rock Temple Church of God in Christ in Jackson, Tennessee. I will never, ever forget that day.
Wow. To God be the glory. You shared with me that you were looking on the news and what's going on, and I want to just stay right there if we can talk about prayer that we need today.
Sure. You know, the Bible tells us, Jesus made mention, I believe it's in St. Luke, the 18th chapter, where he told a parable about a woman. He said, men, and it means women too, ought always pray and not to faint. And we have to understand, in this walk of life, there are things that we plan to do, we look forward to doing, we think about doing, might do, should do. But Jesus said, men ought to always pray and not faint. In other words, prayer is a must. There's no getting around it. There's no substitute. You can't get tired of it. You can't get bored with it. We must pray. Prayer is our communication with God. And with him being the God of this world, and him can go places that we can't never go.
Yes.
We can talk to him.
Yes.
And tell God all about it. The Bible says that the righteous cry and the Lord heareth. ETH means to continue. And the Lord heareth them and delivereth them out of all their troubles. And God is the one that's going to have to fix this whole thing. He's in control. He has everything in control.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he does. And I'm reminded of the scripture when you were speaking of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I believe the Lord is speaking in so many different ways to the church to come back to our first love. I believe God eventually will turn it, but right now he's still working on us, trying to make us come back.
Oh, yes. You know, America is really getting a good old-fashioned spanking.
Right.
Because we left God, we had in God we trust on our money.
Yes.
We had prayer in school. Our Constitution was founded upon religion, upon God, and now they don't want the Ten Commandments in places. They don't want you to pray in school. I mean, they have literally taken God out of everything. And with God being an intelligent being, he don't stay where he's not wanted.
Yes.
But what I love about, like the scripture you just quoted about humbling ourselves and praying and seeking his face.
Yes, ma'am.
I believe, now this is me, I believe what God is doing is he's preparing the saints for his coming, for his second rapture.
Yes.
And it came to me when I was praying the other day and I was speaking to the saints at church. It's almost like, you know, when people get married and they're getting ready to open up the door.
Yes.
But before they open up the door, the coordinator turns and looks around and says, wait, let me take one more look. Let me make sure your hair is right. You know, your makeup is right or the dress is right and everything. And I believe, thank you, Jesus. That things are getting ready to happen. And God is saying, I want you to take one more look at yourself.
Yes.
Get rid of this.
Yes.
Get hatred out. Get that backbiting out. Get rid of that gossip. Oh, that you got a sharp tongue right there. Get rid of that.
Wow.
You got to forgive, Sister Bobo. I know she did that in 1952, but come on, baby, this is 2021. Let it go. We got to get out of, I came to your night, and I put $30 in your offering. You didn't come to mine, so now I'm mad at you until you come back and give me my
$30. Wow.
Or, you know, all of this other kind of stuff that just don't matter, where we have services where people preach, and then instead of having altar services, oh, Jesus, we take time to do offerings rather than altar service.
Yes.
We'll tell you, repeat after me, now you save, now seed into this. I don't have a problem with seeding, but I have a problem that when people are hurting, they need to be delivered. We need to take time on the altar.
Yes.
And tarry. See, I'm old school. I may be young, but I'm old school. Old folks raised me in holiness, and they kept us on that altar, and we had to pray until we prayed through. And when we thought we had it, they say, come on back the next night, baby. You got a good lesson. And those that came back,
thank you, Jesus.
God blessed us. And prayer, my sister, I'm going to say this. Prayer is like, I often tell people, I use this example. I'm single. And if a man comes up to me and says, I want to marry you, but he never wants to talk with me and never spends time with me, I would question his motive as to why he wants to marry me. Because you that means when you talk in marriage, that means you've spent time with that person, you know a little bit about that person, at least know their name. And it's the same way with God.
Yes.
You say you love him.
Hallelujah.
You say you want to be like him, but you don't want to talk to him. And you don't want to spend time with him. So I question your motive and your really reason why you say you love God, but yet you don't want to talk to him.
What a mighty word. What a mighty word. Evangelist, I want you to encourage our people. We have unbelievers as well as believers listening, and I want you just to encourage them. Let them know, don't stop praying, because he does hear us.
Yes, he does. You know, God is a God. I was looking in the scripture where there were some people that Jesus healed as they went, and then there were some people that were healed instantly. And what we have to understand, the number one thing about prayer is, first of all, you got to believe that he is. That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Another thing, you got to have faith. You got to know that God can do it even if he doesn't. You cannot allow the circumstances that surround you, that what you see, to cause you to put doubt on God. God can do anything. I don't care what it is. God can do anything. It's never too late for God. Even the Lord gave me a message a while ago, even in death, it's still not too late. Because think about it. Lazarus was dead for 4 days.
Yes.
You saw this man die. You went to the funeral. Mm-hmm. You went to the repast and ate your chicken. You went home. And 4 days later, here he come walking down the street. You know they put that man in the ground because you was there. And yet God raised him up. And the same God, thank you, Jesus, that lives back then, he's alive and he's the same today. Don't ever give up on God. One of our church mothers, Mother Wallace, she often tells the saints, she said, baby, don't ever give up on God. Because when you give up on God, that's all your hope. Where else are you going to go?
Where else?
So you got to keep praying.
Yes.
I remember when I had endometriosis. I was so sick, sister. There were times I wanted to get a knife and cut my stomach out, thinking if I could get my stomach outside my body, it would stop hurting.
Mm.
And I don't mean to be morbid, but I would throw up. And also had number two at the same time for over 20-something hours straight.
Wow.
My mother would make tea because once I got to throwing up, I couldn't stop, and I wouldn't even have anything on my stomach, and I would still be throwing up. And I went through this for years,
Jesus,
from the age 9 all the way up until I was 20 years old. I was so sick.
Wow.
But I kept believing God. I kept
saying,
one day God gonna heal me. One day God gonna heal me. I don't know when, but I'm believing God's gonna heal me. And I want you to know, I had to go and I had to have a surgery. The doctors found I had endometriosis. I had cysts the size of a grapefruit.
Mm.
And they went in at the age of 19. I had to have a half hysterectomy. I want to help somebody.
Yes.
At 19, I was devastated. A virgin. Never know the man. To God be, I'm 54 now, and to God be the glory, I'm still a virgin.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when they gave me that surgery, they took, I had a half hysterectomy. I would hemorrhage so, bad. For years, I think it was 2 or 3 years, I hemorrhaged every day. And I kept praying. I kept going to church. I kept fasting. I kept believing God. And I want
Hallelujah.
You to know a
Thank
woman
you,
by the name of Elsie Sharp, she's in her grave today,
yes.
came to Milwaukee, had never even heard of the woman before. She looked at me because I played the drum, and she said, little lady, God is going to heal you through the doctor.
Thank you,
she
Jesus.
She said, catch the wisdom. Either he'll heal you himself, or he'll heal you through the doctor. And so she said, you take the surgery, because I was facing a third surgery. I had a half hysterectomy. Then I had to have an emergency surgery because I was hemorrhaging so bad. Then the doctor said, we got to go back in. And I didn't know what to do. I talked to God. I told God all about it. And so Mother Shaw said, baby, take the surgery. I took the surgery. When I woke up in St. Mary's Hospital, I'm telling you the Holy Ghost truth, Dr. Young Strong Jr. walked in that room and said, Connie, you are healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those were his words. I said, huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, you're healed.
Hallelujah.
He said, we got all of the endometriosis. And check this out. I'm telling you the Holy Ghost truth. I'm telling you the truth. He said, and you have two brand new hold ovaries.
What?
He's the one that took them out.
To
he
God
said, and
be
when
the glory.
You get married, you and your husband can have as many babies as
wow.
you want. Have a good day.
Wow.
And walked out the room.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
no,
that.
No, he's a mighty
you,
God.
Jesus.
That's what we need. That's what we need. And I want to put out there, he's still working miracles.
Yes, he is.
He is still working. He is still working miracles.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. And they had me on this. It's called Depo-Provera. Depo-Provera. I had to take it because of the endometriosis.
Wow.
It causes breast cancer. I was sitting at church on the drums because I was the jurisdictional drummer, and I was having problems, and I called my sister-in-law, and she told me over the phone how to examine my breast, and I kept feeling something. She said, you better go. I went to my doctor. He examined me, my sister. He found it. He went to get a surgeon right then and there. All of them were busy. He said, Connie, I need you to get back here as soon as possible with Dr. So-and-so.
Wow.
Need to make sure, see what's going on because of the medicine that you're on. In the meantime, I went to church. My pastor prayed for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I went into that surgery scared to death because I'm scared of needles. He told me what they was going to do. Went in the room. The doctor said, okay, you ready, kid? I said, yes, sir, I'm ready. And he began to examine me so he could see where to put the needle, where to do the injection, where to take the lump out.
Mm-hmm.
And he examined my left breast because that's where it was.
Wow.
And he looked, and then he examined my right one. Then he went back over to the left one. Then he went back over to the right one, and he flopped. There was a chair in the surgery room. He flopped down in the chair, took that mask off, and looked at me. He said, Miss Russell, I don't doubt Dr. Young Strong Jr., but I can't find nothing wrong with you.
Wow.
Have
God,
a good day.
To God be the glory.
Ooh,
he is a mighty God.
I got on my knees on that dirty floor and said, God, I thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Evangelist Russell.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Ma'am. I want to know if you would just pray with us right now.
Sure. We sure will. Father, in the name of Jesus, first, God, we want to say thank you. I thank you for this open door. I thank you for this, my sister. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength, food, clothing, and shelter. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to bless those that are listening to this broadcast. God, be hope for the hopeless. Look on the one that have lost their job. They're on the verge of being evicted. God, work a wonder. Work a miracle. Turn it around. Be that provider in the name of Jesus. God, that single mother that's raising those children by herself, God, touch right now. Strengthen in the name of Jesus. Make a way. Heal sick bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against cancer, come against AIDS, we come against sarcoidosis. The Lord rebuke you. Fibromyalgia, the blood is against you. Lupus, the blood binds you now. Cancer, be gone now in the name of Jesus. We even come against COVID-19. In the name of Jesus, we bind it right now. Those that are recovering, we come against side effects in the name of Jesus. And God, we even pray for the pastors who are listening to this broadcast, who's going through, who's having trouble with their churches and trying to keep their doors open and the finances are not coming in. But God, if you call them out, make a way for them. Touch them right now. Those that are on the verge of walking away from it all, encourage their heart, God. Give them new strength, a new anointing in the name of Jesus. I pray for their spouses that you will bless them and give them wisdom how to encourage their spouse to keep going in the name of Jesus. I pray for the minds of the saints. I bind the spirit of anxiety. I bind depression in the name of Jesus. I come against loneliness by the power of God. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength. We seek your righteousness. We seek your peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And God, I pray for this, my sister and her program. I ask in the name of Jesus that you would take her higher, that you bless her so over. Hallelujah. Bless in her home. Bless her husband and her children. God, I even pray for this radio station that you would bless them. Give them new clients in the name of Jesus. Give them a broader area. Give them new horizons in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it now. And God, save somebody. Whoever wants to be saved, save them. Forgive them of their sin. Wash them in the blood of Jesus and make them brand new. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Evangelist Russell, I am so happy that you were my guest today. Thank you for that beautiful prayer. Is there any other information that you would want to leave that they may be able to join your program and what time it comes on and where they can chime in when your services is going on?
Sure. We have, you can go to my page, Tiny Russell, or they're on Facebook. It's every Tuesday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. I believe you are maybe an hour ahead of us. Central Standard Time is just 1 hour prayer. And then also we have Facebook Live on Wednesday nights, Friday nights, and Sundays. Little community, Church of God in Christ. And right here in the city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And you'll find also information on Facebook about a prayer conference that I have every year that God has just been tremendously blessing, where we go and we just seek the face of God. Healings, miracles, deliverances, breakthroughs. Oh, my goodness. And it just, I'm just excited just talking about it. But, yes, come on, join us. Facebook Live, Connie Russell, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Tuesday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes, you were so mighty today, and I am so elated to have you. It won't be the last.
Yes, ma'am. Be honored to be on your program.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.